You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 5th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why Black Doctors Face New Admissions Hurdles. In the summer of 2026, a fierce battle erupted over the future of American medicine. This clash centers on how medical schools choose their students. Federal officials recently targeted elite institutions. They claim these schools unlawfully use race in their admissions processes. However, civil rights advocates are fighting back. They argue these attacks threaten to dismantle critical diversity programs. On June 5, 2026, several civil rights groups sounded the alarm. The American Civil Liberties Union led this response. They accused the federal government of weaponizing civil rights laws. These laws were originally designed to protect marginalized communities. Now, advocates say officials are using them to target high-achieving Black and Hispanic applicants. This debate has deep roots in American history. The battle over medical school diversity is not new. In fact, the legal framework began decades ago. The landmark case of 1978 changed everything. A white applicant challenged the admissions policy at UC Davis. The school had reserved 16 seats for minority applicants. The Supreme Court ruled against explicit racial quotas. However, they allowed schools to consider race as one factor. This holistic approach lasted for decades. In 2003, the Supreme Court reviewed these rules again. They decided that narrow considerations of race were still permissible. They hoped that racial preferences would eventually become unnecessary. Yet, systemic inequalities in education and wealth persisted. This legal peace did not last forever. In 2023, the Supreme Court made a seismic shift. They effectively ended race-conscious admissions in higher education. The ruling stated that universities could no longer use affirmative action. This decision forced medical schools to find new ways to enroll diverse classes. It set the stage for the current federal crackdown. While lawyers debate the law, doctors focus on human lives. The medical community view diversity as a matter of survival. They use the term underrepresented in medicine. This refers to racial groups that are missing from the medical field. Today, Black physicians represent only 5.7% of practicing doctors. Yet Black people make up over 13% of the United States population. A diverse workforce directly improves patient care. Extensive research shows that patients fare better with doctors of similar backgrounds. This concept is known as racial concordance. It helps bridge gaps in communication and trust. It also reduces implicit bias among medical providers. Historically, minority patients have faced systemic abuse. This legacy is deeply rooted in a dark history of medical experimentation on Black people, which continues to breed distrust today. Studies show powerful benefits from shared backgrounds. For instance, Black infants survive at higher rates under Black doctors. Patients are more likely to accept preventive care. They also share critical health details more openly. Despite these facts, the federal government attacked this idea. They claimed that patient care does not depend on shared racial backgrounds. This claim has sparked intense outrage from medical professionals. In May 2026, the Department of Justice issued striking findings. They targeted the medical programs at UCLA and Yale. The government claimed both schools violated civil rights laws. They accused these schools of using racial proxies. These are non-racial factors used to guess an applicant's race. The government argued this bypassed the Supreme Court ban. At Yale, federal officials highlighted interview statistics. They claimed Black applicants had far higher odds of securing interviews. They compared these odds to Asian applicants with similar scores. At UCLA, officials targeted application essays. They claimed the school asked questions to prompt racial disclosure. The government then announced 15 new investigations into other schools. This signal warns of a wider campaign. The academic credentials of these admitted students remain incredibly high. Yale's admitted Black students had a median MCAT score of 518. Admitted Hispanic students held a median score of 517. White and Asian students held a median of 524. A score of 517 is in the top 10% of test takers. These students are not unqualified applicants. They are highly accomplished scholars who earned their places. Civil rights leaders are deeply alarmed by these findings. They argue that federal officials are reversing the intent of the law. Historically, Title VI was written to desegregate American institutions. It sought to protect minorities from exclusions. This division was created in 1957 to enforce voting rights and integration. It played a key role in prosecuting white supremacy. Now the government is using these same tools to attack diversity. This represents a dramatic shift from civil rights enforcement toward dismantling equity. Advocates argue this is a politically motivated strategy. It seeks to create a colorblind system that ignores historical disadvantages. By doing so, it locks talented minority scholars out of key professions. Furthermore, the academic gap identified is statistically minor. Advocates point to the small difference in average scores. The difference is less than one standard deviation. In statistics, this minor variance is mathematically negligible. It does not represent a real difference in ability. The government is highlighting tiny differences to build a false case. The consequences of these policies are already visible. Enrollment for minority students has plummeted nationwide. History shows this pattern clearly. In 1996, California banned race-conscious admissions. Within 5 years, minority medical student enrollment fell by over one-third. This occurred across several public medical schools. The national ban has triggered similar drops. In the year following the 2023 ruling, minority numbers fell quickly. Black medical student matriculation dropped by 11.6%. Hispanic enrollment fell by 10.8%. Native American enrollment suffered a huge 22.1% drop. These declines threaten to undo decades of slow progress. They leave minority communities with fewer representative doctors. This decline is not a natural shift. It is the direct result of restrictive legal barriers. These laws prevent schools from addressing deep educational gaps. For decades, systemic underfunding has harmed minority school districts. Banning affirmative action locks in these inequalities. It creates a system that favors wealthy, privileged students.
Critics of diversity programs often target holistic reviews. They claim these reviews lower academic standards. However, this argument ignores how holistic reviews work. Holistic reviews evaluate the whole person. They look at leadership, character, and clinical experience. This helps schools find candidates who possess genuine empathy. Standardized tests are not perfect measures of skill. They often reflect family wealth more than clinical ability. Evaluating a candidate beyond test scores is crucial for the success of African American students in professional fields. Standardized metrics cannot measure bedside manner. They cannot measure resilience, communication, or ethical commitment. Holistic admission ensures that doctors are intellectually capable and culturally competent. By attacking holistic admissions, the government seeks to enforce rigidity. They want schools to rely only on GPA and test scores. This will create a homogeneous medical workforce. Such a workforce cannot serve a diverse country. It will widen health disparities and increase distrust in medicine. The current struggle is a turning point for healthcare. Civil rights groups are organizing to defend these programs. They are demanding that universities stand firm. Schools must continue to find legal ways to foster diversity. They cannot back down under federal pressure. Fairness must mean more than standardized scores. True merit includes the ability to serve the entire public. As the federal government expands its investigations, the stakes grow higher. The future of black doctors and the health of vulnerable patients depend on this fight. The medical community must continue to defend equity in medicine. Help. Copyright African Elements.